Okay, so we're on Daf Lamed Hey tonight. Let's just review yesterday's Gemara. You didn't do yesterday's Gemara, did you? Oh, but you listened to it. Okay, that's good. Okay, let's all focus. So if you okay, so if you remember, so the key is so it is that for okay, fine. The key is so for Trumas and Maastros is that though I think everybody's leaving now. I think they're wrapping it up. Yeah, they're leaving. Okay, so. For Trumas and Maastros, you need a Gemar Malacha, that the food is fully processed. I need Re'iyat Pnei Abayit, and it sees the entranceway of the house. Both. You need both those things to be Chayav and Trum and Maaser. And then we said that the Re'iyat Pnei Chaser, so the Machloket among the Mepharshim, whether that's Mechayav you want at the right level, Mechayav you want at the bottom level, but Re'iyat Pnei Chaser will also do the trick. We got into a discussion in the Mishnah, or before the Mishnah. Let me just do this. The Gemara has a discussion whether, let's say, I have Shabbos. According to Rav Nachman, Shabbos can also be Koveya. Meaning, let's say, I'll explain in a minute, just for a minute. So, let's say if it's Nigmara Malachtan, if the processing is complete, but it hasn't yet seen Re'iyat Pnei Abayit, so then Shabbos will be Koveya, meaning Shabbos will be, it'll make it like it's Chayav and Trumas and Maastros. In other words, I left that one step. I should have said that before you have those two elements, so I'm allowed to eat it Achilas Arai, I can snack on it, but I can't eat Achilas Keva. I can't, if I eat it Achilas Keva, I'm Chayav and Trumas and Maastros. So if Shabbos, if I only have the Gemara Malacha, I don't have Re'iyat Pnei Abayit, but according to Rav Nachman, Shabbos will set it to be. So if I'm designating the food to be eaten on Shabbos, if Shabbos is so chashuv, it makes it kviyus. Okay, that's the yisod. Then the Gemara got into an issue, so where it's Nigmara Malachtan, and it hasn't seen Re'iyat Pnei Abayit, that we know from the Mishnah, that's as to Davar Muskam. But let's say it's low Nigra Malachta. Let's say the Malacha was not complete. Now it can Shabbos be Koveya. So then Rav Nachman said, yes, Shabbos could be Koveya, even if it's low Nigra Malachta, according to Rav Nachman. So then who was it? The Rava was asking questions for Rav Nachman. Is this really true? And Rav Nachman says, we have our Mesorah, and this is the way our Mesorah has it this way. Then Mar Zutra, who's Rav Nachman's son, tried to adduce proof from our Mishnah that we did yesterday to Rav Nachman's Shita. So in the Mishnah that we did yesterday, we learned that the Mishnah was really addressing itself to an Indian Muksa, but if a person has figs that are drying on the roof, or he's got grapes that are drying on the roof, and it's Friday in a Shemitah year, like now we're in a Shemitah year, it's Friday in a Shemitah year, so in a Shemitah year, I'm not Chayav in Trumas and Maastros. So if a person says, Mikamini Yokel Machar, I'm going to eat from this food tomorrow. Now, this is going through the drying process. So Lechore, it might be Muksa, but if I designated that I want it for food, it's not Muksa. So I'm saying I'm going to eat from this Machar. So then it's not Muksa, according to the Tanakhama. The Chama say I have to designate it more specifically. So the fact that Mar Zutra wanted to say that it teaches me an Erev Shabbos during the Shemitah year, it's I have a green light to eat it, which would lead me to think that if it's a Shabbos not on the Shemitah year, then I'm in trouble because Shabbos is Koveya. In other words, even though it's low Nigmar Amalatha, in other words, the processing is not complete because the fig is being dried out. That's the way the processing works. So it's low Nigmar Amalatha, but that's the proof the Mar Zutra wanted to bring. And the Gemara is Doche, and the Gemara says, no, it could be that what's Koveya is the fact that the person says, Mikana ni ochel machar, that he says, I'm eating from here tomorrow. That's the Kavias. It could be. That's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara deflected Mar Zutra's book. Well, that's where we're at right now. Okay, is everybody okay right now or not? Okay, okay. So let's just the top of Laman Hayam and Aleph. Hello, Tony. Well, the usual. Listen, I rolled the safer. You can't have the safer that I rolled for tomorrow to here, but you could take another safer. Usually they take the most time. So.
I think it has a yod on it.
Okay.
Okay, so now
I think it's apparition.
It is apparition. It, the other alternative. All
right, just open.
All right, so okay, so that's where we're at right now. So the point that we're at is that the Gemara has deflected the proof from the Mishnah. Okay, so now the Gemara wants to say, does that make sense that it's the that there was so we think the Pshat in the Mishnah is so we think the Pshat in the Mishnah okay so we think the Pshat in the Mishnah is that since it's Erev Shabbos and Shavuos, even though he said Mikan Miochel Machar, he can eat it because no Kivin Trumas Masros. But if it would be another year and he says Mikan Miochel Machar, he's in trouble. That the statement itself is sets up the Shavuos. So now the top line of Lamed Hayim Nala. So the Gemara says Velo Motro Choser, but the excess is going to go back to the original source. We'll see in a minute that the Tana Reb Lezer holds. See, the Gemara is going to explain that even when a person takes food and says, this is going to be my kvias food, this is going to be my like dinner. In other words, if he eats it with kvias, then he's chayv in trumas and masros. If he eats it with kvias, he's chayv in trumas and masros. So, but the Tana Reb Lezer, who we're spoken about in the mission, that's who we're focusing on, he holds if he takes food, but it comes out that the food he could put back from where, the excess he could put back from where it came from, then it's not chayiv in trumas and masros. Okay, if it's lo nigra malacha, which is what we're talking about tonight. So he says, velo motro choser, but the excess in the Mishnah is going to go back. We'll explain in a minute. The shaminin le Reb Lezer, the amar, kol hecha the motro choser, lo kava. Tana Reb Lezer holds that the excess can go back, so it's not going to be kukeva. It's not, because we learn in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in Masechet Masrot, anotel zeitim min ha-ma'atan. If a person takes olives from the olivet, in other words, the olives are lo nigmar malakam. The olives are put in the olivet to become soft, so I can get the oil from it. But it's in the process of softening. Tovel asat vachat melech ochel. He can salt each one individually and eat it. He could snack on it. That's what he said. In other words, lo nigmar malakam, it hasn't seen clay a bite, so I could snack on it. But if he takes 10 olives, that's kvius. So now he's chayav to take kvius and masros. Reb Lezer Omer, now here we have to focus on this. We don't understand these lines, let's be patient. Reb Lezer Omer, min ha-ma'atan tahor chayav. If the ma'atan, which is the vat with the olives, was tahor, then he's going to be chayav. Min ha-ma'atan tamei patur. But if the ma'atan was tamei, he's patur. Because he's going to put back the excess. So the Gemara will explain. But we were Osek in this mission, and we asked the following question. What difference if the Ma'atan is Tahor or the Ma'atan is Tameh? Says the first case is the person who's eating it is Tameh. The Ma'atan is Tahor. So if he removes olives from the Ma'atan, he's not going to put them back because now it's going to be Tameh. So once I take it, it's out. So then that's kvius. He says, Lomati Mahagabai. Seifa, but the Seifa case, the Ma'atan Tame, the Gabra Tame. The person's Tame, and the Ma'atan is Tame. The Matsi Mahagabai. So he could put it back. So it means like this. So if, in other words, the idea is if I eat food with kvius, even though it's, in other words, if it's Nigmar Malatan, may I buy it, then Gamar, then it's Chayat. Let's say it's low nigmar malachan and hasn't seen panea by it, but if I eat a bikvias, it's still chayav. Bikvias, I have a regular meal out of it. So, but even with that, though, according to the Tana Reb Lezer, if I could put it back in its original source, you know, even if I did a maisa, in this case, I took it out of the vat. That's a maisa. But since I could put it back, the motar, the excess is going to go back, so then it's not chayav in trumas and maaser. In other words, that undercuts the kvias. In other words, the fact that I could put it back, that undercuts the kvias. So if that undercuts the kvias, certainly dibur, here I don't have less than a maisa in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, well, I have, in other words, the alternative explanation of the Mishnah, something is going to be kovei in this Mishnah. In other words, it's a Shemitah year, therefore he's not chayav. But Lu Yatzur wouldn't be a Shemitah year, he would be chayav. So the issue is, what's the chayav? Is it Shabbos or is it Dibur? The Dibur was, the Gemara said, is the Dibur. He's the Mikan Yochel Machar. Because he makes that statement, that makes it kvias. So if the ability to bring it back undercuts a Maisa, where I take it out, and but I can put it back here, where I just have a Dibur, certainly it's going to undercut it. He says, so the Gemara says, no, we could still argue differently. Manithanami b'muksa tahor b'gavra tamei l'matzi mahadrlai. So he says, look, our Mishnah could also be talking about with the muksas tahor, it means these like fruits that are not fully nigmar malachtan, the dates that are drying out in the sun, that could be tahor, b'gavra tamei, the person could be tamei, l'matzi mahadrlai. So then everything we think would work. Then even the Tana Rebbe would say achayim. The Gemara says, v'lo muzarin v'om dinhein. But this case is even worse. In other words, here, it's all lying together. So he just says, from this whole group, I'm going to take some food that I'm going to eat today. He's not taking like the food he's going to eat and put it back. He's just from the whole thing he's going to take. So it's like it's mukhsar already. In other words, he's just saying, like, I have 100 figs on the roof. From these figs, I'm going to eat something. That's what he's saying. So it's like the excess is already mukhsar. In other words, the excess has been returned already. So the point the Gemara is trying to say is that this, within the Tana Reb Lezer, this Sfara, that what's Kobeya is the Stibur, doesn't hold water. Because since it's Motro Choser, since the exit can go back, in this case, the exit just left there, basically. So then, even the Tana Reb Lezer would say, I'm not Chayav in Trumas and Maestros. Everybody good with this or not? Okay. All right. All right, Yosef. All right. Let's go again. So, all right. So we again, according to Rav Nachman, Shabbos is Koveya. As the Gemara says, I have a raya from the Mishnah. Shabbos is Koveya, because it says it's like an era of Shabbos during Shemitah. So Mela, then now I can eat it because not by the Kumas Masters. Will it be another year? I wouldn't say that way. So the Gemara says, no, that's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. What's the Kobe in the Mishnah is the statement, Mikan and Yochel Machar. From I'm saying I'm going to eat from here tomorrow, so Mela, that's what's Kobe. That would be Machayat me. That's the statement, not Shabbos. That's what we think. So the Gemara says, yeah, but even with Dibor, but we're dealing with the Tana Reb Lezer. The Tana Reb Lezer says, if Motaro is Choser, if the excess can be returned, then it's not Kobeya. So this case is even more extreme in the Mishnah. In other words, right. In other words, in the case with the olives, I take a whole bunch of olives out, but the excess I could put back. So then I'm not koveya if it's low nigra malachan. Here it's also low nigra malachan. So here I didn't. Here it's even worse. Here it's like I didn't even do a maisa. I just had a statement, and the excess is lying there already. So mela. So then that doesn't. So now we've reinstated the proof. In other words, now it sounds like the pshat in the Mishnah is corroborating Rav Nachman Shabbos. But now the Gemara has another kasha. Okay, so I'll pause in just a few lines. Everybody okay in the cyber world? Okay? All right, hang in there, clever. All right, now, so around 15 lines down, Laman Hayim Aleph. So, Ella Amrav Sini Barashi. So rather, Rav Sini Barashi says, now, Rav Lezer Ka'amri, now, all right, so you want to bring a proof to the Tana Reb Lezer. He says, Reb Lezer Tamei Damar Truma Kava before Shkain Shabbat. Reb Lezer holds that Truma is Kobeya and even Shabbos. He says, So, in other words, okay, so the only thing you prove to me, he wants to say, even if you take this proof from the Mishnah, the only thing you're proving from the Mishnah is the sheet of the Tana Reb Lezer, not a davar muskam for everybody. In other words, we thought that there's an overarching principle that everybody will subscribe to, that Shabbos is Koveya. So he's saying the only thing you proved is that the Tana Reb Lezer, he'll agree that Shabbos is Koveya, but the Tana Reb Lezer, he holds that even Truma is Koveya, meaning if a Mafresh Truma, even though I'm not Makuyev to be Mafresh Truma out in the field, but if a Mafresh Truma, he holds some Chayv and Mastros as well. In other words, that's a type of Kvias when I'm Mafresh the Truma from it. And then he also holds Shabbos the same way. We'll see in a minute. He says, so Elamar of Sin Barashi, Reb Lezer Kamrit, you're talking about the Tana Reb Lezer. He says, Reb Lezer Tamei Damar Truma Kab B'chol Shein Shabbat. He holds Truma's Kovei and certainly Shabbos. The Dan, because we learn the Mishnah Masechet Maas wrote, Peirut Shet Truman HaShalud Ben Ralachan, if I took Truma from Peirut, means from produce, even though Lin Ramatan, even though the processing is not yet complete, Reb Lezer Oser Lefol Mehen Arai. The Tana Reb Lezer, I cannot snack on it anymore. Once I've taken Truma, now I've set myself in a course. I got to take all the Maasrot away from it. But Chachamim Matirin, and the Chachamim were Matir. Okay, so now this is a good point to pause. Now, so at this point, we think we've sort of reinstated the proof, but the proof is of limited scope. The only thing we proved is that Tana Reb Lezer will hold that Shabbos is Koveya, but we didn't prove that everybody else holds that it's Koveya. But according to Tana Reb Lezer, the only way to explain the Sheet of Tana Reb Lezer is that Shabbat is going to be Koveya, all right? So we did this yesterday. Remember the Pasuk says on the Teth line, V'karat to the Shabbat One. So since the Torah was One, so eating is like a mitzvah, so it has a Chalat Hashivas, okay? All right, everybody good in the cyber world? Ruth, David, Malka, everybody good? All right.
Very tough.
Yeah, it's difficult, Gemara. Okay, let's do a little bit more. Reb Nachman is the one who said that as a general principle, Shabbos is Koveya. That's what Reb Nachman says. Well, there's Nigmar Malachtan or Lo Nigmar Malachtan. And then Reb Nachman's son, Mar Zutra, tried to bring a proof from our Mishnah. And now the Gemara has been dealing with that proof. So the Gemara says the only thing you could prove so far is that Tana Reb Lezer holds that Shabbos is Koveya. Not that everybody holds that way. All right? Now, so the Gemara says, Tashma Misefa. Let's look at the Seifa of the Mishnah. And maybe we can bring a proof from the Seif of our Mishnah. Again, the Seif of the Mishnah is the Sheet of the Chachamim. If we can prove from the Sheet of the Chachamim, then we hit, hit the treasure. Okay, so the Gemara says, Tashma mi Seifa. V'chachamim omrim, ad shirshom v'yomar mikan v'yadatan. Chachamim say that it's muksa, in other words, the drying figs, the drying grapes are muksa, unless I mark it off before Shabbos and say, from here to here is we're going to eat tomorrow. Then it's not mukta. So Tama de Erev Shavuot b'Shviyah, the labar isurehu. So the implication is because it's a Friday during the Shemitah year, which is not chayv in Masrot. Habasharshin Shavuot b'nei Yisurin in Masrum Asurin. But if it would be another year, they would be Asur. My Tama, why would they be Asur in another year? Lami shum de Shabbat Kava. Is it not because Shabbos is Koveya? Since I'm saying that I have it on Shabbos, Shabbos is the Koveya. So the Gemara says, lo, Shani Hatam, the Gemara says the same thing that we did before within the Shana Reb Lezer, the Gemara tries within the Sita Chachamim. Lo, Shani Hatam, even the Amar Mikan V'yatkan Yochel L'machar, since he makes the statement, here it's a little, the statement's a little different than the Reish of the Mishnah, this is right, I from this point to that point, I'm eating Kabbalah, he's Koveya. He says, I hafi, my Yiri Shabbat, afil b'chol nami. If that's the case, so right, same thing we said yesterday. So why is the Tana focusing on Shabbos? Shabbos is like a red herring. The Ikar is, it's not Muksa, because, in other words, that the Ikar is, I'm not chayev in taking any Masros from this thing. In other words, that's the main thing. In other words, it's not really a din of Muksa. The main thing is he's saying, I'm not chayev to take Masros from it. So we could even have the case during the week. So Hakamashmalan, the Tevel Mukhan who ate on Shabbat, Shemavar B'tikna Matukan. It was what Mishnah is teaching me is, let's say it would be another year of the cycle when I would be Chayim and Trumas and Masros. If I say Mikan Mikan and Yochel Machar, so even though I'm under a prohibition from taking Trumas and Masros on Shabbos, that's an Easter Drabanan. If somebody would transgress and take Trumas and Masros, so the food would still not be Muksa. In other words, that's what the Tana is trying to teach me. In other words, that I could eat it. So now, the Gemara says, Ramin, okay, so now, the Gemara wants, so the Gemara has deflected the proof. So in other words, the only thing we proved is the Tana Reb Elazar holds Shabbos Koveya. Within the Shifu Chachamim, I could say that, no, it's the Dibur, it's the Mikanvi Akana Niochel. So I don't have any proof from the Mishnah. Now, Rimini, now we, okay, that's where, let me just pause for a second. Is everybody good where we're up to now? Everybody in the cyber world okay? Everybody here okay? So again, so the topic we've been trying to prove is Rav Nachman's halacha, that Shabbos is koveya. In other words, eating designating something that I'm going to eat on Shabbos, that makes it kvius. That makes it like a permanent type of eating. And then I'm chayiv in trumas and masros, according to Rav Nachman. And then we tried to prove it from the Mishnah. The only thing we came up from the Mishnah is indeed the Tana Reb Elazar will hold that way, but the Chachamim don't necessarily hold that way. The Chachamim could say it's just the Dibur, which is the Koveya. All right. Now, the Gemara asks the contradiction within the sheet of the Tana Reb Elazar, 10 lines to the bottom on Laman Hayim Rala. Rimini, so we pose the following contradiction. Again, we're focusing now on the Tana Reb Elazar. Hayochel be'eshkol, a person was eating a cluster of grapes. Now, the cluster of grapes is lo nigmar malachon, because most anav and most grapes are the dricha kaimi, that they're supposed to be pressed. In other words, that's the way most people would view grapes. So the grapes are like uncompleted work with that. So, so back in the Mishnah, in the Gemara that is the meaning, it's a Mishnah in Trumos. Hayochel be'eshkol, v'nichnas b'gina l'chatzer. And then he walks from the gina to the chatzer. So he's taking food, the lo nigmar malachon, and he enters the chatzer. Reb Elazar Omer Yitmor. The Tana Reb Elazar says he can complete it. He wants to complete eating the grapes. He could do it because the chatzer is not koveya. It was lo nigmar malacha. He says Reb Yeshua Omer lo Yitmor. The Tana Reb Yeshua says no. He should not continue eating at this point. He says because he holds that a chatzer is koveya even if it's lo nigmar malacha. He says now chashto b'leil Shabbat. Let's say it was a Friday night, and now it got dark. Reb Elazar Omer Yigmor. The Tana Reb Elazar says he can still complete it. Reb Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmor. So here's the theorem. So we said before that Tana Reb Elazar holds that Shabbos is Koveya. And yet in this Mishnah, the Tana Reb Elazar says that he's eating and this goes into a Friday night, he can continue gnashing on it and without taking the Trumas and Masros from it. That's what is coming out. And so I would have expected him to say, stop eating, but he doesn't say stop eating. So the Gemara says, Hatam to the Tani Taima. So he says, over there, you have to understand the Mishnah the way that Reb Nachman explains it. Rabbi Nachman Omer, Lokshamar Reb Elazar Yigmor, Bechatzer Yigmor, El Yotzei Chutz Lechatzer Yigmor. So he says, when the Tana Reb Elazar says he should complete eating it, in other words, the first halakha was he was going from the Gina to the Chatzer. And Reb Elazar said Yigmor, we thought Yigmor in the Chatzer, but it's not the case. It means let him go back out and eat it outside the Chatzer. He says, Blok Shamar Reb Elazar Yigmor, Shabbat Yigmor. When he said he could complete eating it, he doesn't mean it on Shabbos. He'll amamtin l'motzei Shabbat Yigmor. He'll wait till Motzei Shabbos and then he'll eat it. Now, so it means, so the part that we're concerned is Shabbos. That was the steamer for us. So he holds the Shabbos as a koveya, but the way we understand the Mishnah now, he's nashing on it before Shabbos, so he'll stop, and then after Shabbos, he'll continue nashing on it. So Rashi's bothered in yesterday's daf, we learned about the kids that hid the figs. Right. So there we said that they're chayav and trumas and masros. So Rashi says it's different because where they're designating it that I'm going to eat this food on Shabbos, so that's different than just like gnashing a rye, like he's not designating for Shabbos food. He just happened to be eating and then Shabbos came in and they stopped eating. That's the way Rashi says is the difference. What's the difference?
He doesn't have to give too much mileage to
have
to
again, this is where it's low nigmar malacha. In other words, he's just gnashing on it. And it's low nigmar malacha. The processing is not yet completed. And so eventually if he would process it and then re-apnei a bite, then he would be chayav. But he's just snacking on it.
And what did Shabbos do for it?
So in this case, Shabbos did nothing for it because he didn't eat it on Shabbos. But if we assume he would eat it on Shabbos, then the Tana Reb Elazar would say you have to take Trumas Masros. He would not be able to eat it unless he had taken Trumas Masros ahead of time.
Transgressed and did eat it.
So it's like, what did he transgress and eat Chazer? What am I supposed to say? What do you mean?
No. What's the status of those grapes after he didn't eat them all? He got to store them. He was over on Trumas and Maaseros on Shabbos.
Well, the case you're giving me is, in other words, it depends on whether he designated the grapes to be eaten on Shabbos. If he designated them to be eaten on Shabbos, then it's chayav in Trumas and Maaseros. If he didn't designate it to be eaten on Shabbos, then it's not chayav in Trumas and Maaseros. Okay, so let's take a look back on the Gemara. Now, now we're 5 lines from the bottom on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. Okay. Kiata Rabin, when Rabin came from Eretz Israel, Am Rabbi Yochanan. He said, now this Rabbi Yochanan is going to disagree with Rav Nachman that we had in yesterday's daf. Rav Nachman said that Shabbos is the Koveis. Rabbi Yochanan is going to disagree. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Echad Shabbat, Echad Shuma, Echad Chatzer, Echad Mekach, Kulan Ein Kovin, El Bazar Shnigmar Malacha. So he says, the sign of Kwanan is that Asmi Nigmar Malacha. So if it's not Nigmar Malachtan, there's nothing even to discuss. Nigmar Malachtan is the processing is complete. I have nothing to discuss unless Nigmar Malachtan. So he says, if it's not Nigmar Malachtan, so the implication is, so Shabbos will be Kobeya if it's Nigmar Malachtan, but if it's not Nigmar Malachtan, Shabbos is not going to be Kobeya. Taking Shuma is not going to be Kobeya. Bringing it to a Chatz is not going to be Kobeya. And Mekach, a purchase, is also not going to be Kobeya. So the Gemara takes down one at a time. It says, Shabbat la puke mi de Hillel. So when I said Shabbos is not going to be Kobeya unless Nigmar Malachtan, and that everybody agreed on, because we had yesterday, it was Nigmar Malachtan. That was the Mishnah with the kids in Masechet Maaseros that we did yesterday, on the third line on Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. He says, Nigmar Malachtan la puke mi de Hillel. In other words, he wanted to, in contradistinction to holding in Hillel, Tanya, Hama'amir Peirot Makol Makol, that we have Liksor, but they said, I think that the Meiri says should be Liksot, like the drawing. He's moving Peirot, like produce, from place to place, just to dry, the Kadash Aleim Ayom, and then Shabbos came. It says, Amir of Yehuda, Hillel Atzmo Oser. So Hillel, in other words, Hillel Shitato answers it. In other words, apparently, the implication would be that he wants to eat it now on Shabbos. That's the implication. He says, Hillel Atzmo, he says that Hillel says it's prohibited. Because once Shabbos comes, now it's a chiyuv in Trumas Maestros, like Rav Nachman. But everybody else is mechulak with Hillel. So Rabbi Yochanan is passing like everybody else other than Hillel. So in other words, Rabbi Yochanan says, if it's lo nigmar malachtan, Shabbos is not Kobeya. Even though Hillel holds, it is Kobeya. He says, because Hillel is the only one who holds that. Everybody else disagrees with him. Okay, turn page, the top line on Lamed Hayim Beis. Chatzer, so again, Chatzer is only Kobeya, but it's nigmar malachtan. La pukim in Rabbi Yaakov, in contradistinction to the opinion of Rabbi Yaakov, it's not, because we learn in the Mishnah, Hamavir te'in b'chatzero, if a person, he's transporting figs in his Chatzer, Liksot, he wants them to dry out. So his sons and the members of his family can eat it, can snack on it, and they're patur from the maaser. But Tanya Lo, Rabbi Yaakov Machayev. We learn in the Brisa concerning that Mishnah that Rabbi Yaakov says they're chayev. And it was because it was lo nigmar malachtan, but it saw penei achatzer. So Rabbi Yaakov says it's chayev in Trumas and Maaseros, but everybody else disagrees with him. Rabbi Yochanan passes like everybody else. That's not fighting for this matter. Okay? Then, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Poter. Okay. It means Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda is one who's called like Rabbi Yaakov, and Rabbi Yochanan's going like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. Truma, La Pukim, Rabbi Lezer. So he says, if Truma has been removed, we saw already that Rabbi Lezer says, once Truma has been removed, now you're chayv in Masro. So Rabbi Yochanan, if it's Lo Nigmar Malachtan, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with that. So Truma la pukim mi Rabbi Lezer. So he said Truma, in contradistinction to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, did not, because we learn in the Mishnah, Peirot shetruma nashlo nigmar malachtan. If I took Truma from Peirot, from produce, before the processing is complete, Rabbi Lezer oser la kol mein aroi. So Tan Rabbi Lezer says, I can't snack on it anymore, but the chachamim matirim, the chachamim matir it. So Rabbi Yochanan wanted to pass him like the chachamim, that they were not going like Rabbi Lezer. Okay, now Mekach, he's saying, if it's lo nigmar malachtan, but I did a commercial transaction with it, So we're going to see this. The sheet says I'm now chayav, but Rabbi Yochanan says not. Mekach, now here, Kidatanya, he's quoting a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, not in contradistinction, but that supports him. Mekach, Kidatanya, halakech te'enim me'am ha'aretz, if a person purchases figs from an Am Ha'aretz. So the Am Ha'aretz, you know, where people live Bizman Chazal, and they would all take Truma, most would take Maaser, but there was a significant minority that didn't take Maasrot. So Alpidin Torah, I don't have to take Maasrot, I can rely on the Rove. But the Chamin were Machayev me to take Maasrot. And if I buy it from the Am Ha'aretz, it's called the Mai. So the Braisa says, if I purchase figs from the Am Ha'aretz, the Makom Shirov B'Neam Dorsin, in a place where most people press the figs into like a cake afterwards. So it means it's low nigmar amalachtan. In other words, I purchased the figs, you know, before they were made into a fig cake. In this locality, most people, you know, they make into a fig cake. So there's three stages. I cut the figs from the fig tree, then I let dry out, and then I press them into the fig cake. So it's low nigmar amalachtan is the key. He says, Ocha mehena roi, uma asrim demai. So he even though he did a commercial transaction with it, he purchased it. Nevertheless, he can eat it from it. All right, he can eat it, snack on it. And then, when it comes time that he will take the maaser, the maaser he'll take will be demai. So what does it mean the maaser will take a demai? So there's different dinim when I take maaser that's demai. Like one nafkamina is like, even though I have to separate maaser rishon, and there's no chiyuv for me, I think, to give it to Levi. I have to separate the Maaser Rishon. And they had some other another din also by this, but Maaser and Demai. So the Gemara says, Shmami Nachlat. So from this Brisa, I could do three dinim. Shmami Na Mekach in a Kovad, Elab Barsha, Nigmar Malacho. I could deduce that commercial transaction is the only Kovay of Nigmar Malacho. In other words, this Brisa is low Nigmar Malacho, but I did Mekach. So it's not Koveya. But Lu Yetzur would be Nigmar Malachtan, I could deduce that it would be Koveya, because that's why the Tana gives me in this case. He says here, Ushmamina Rova Meha'aretz Maskin Hay. I could also deduce that most Ame Ha'aretz do take Maaser, because he says, Uma Asrin Demai. In other words, that when I come time to take Maaser, in other words, even though it was low nigmar malachtan, but most of the amayars did take maaser, and I have to assume they did do maaser in this case. And that, in other words, the amayars would take maaser even though low nigmar malachtan, but they would take maaser. Most would take maaser. That's what we think. Now, just one second. Right. Right. Okay. Now he says, now ula kuke mehatnan. Now when he said that the mekaf is not koveya, so Rabbi Yochanan was paskening in contradistinction from the following Mishnah. This is Mishnah Masechet Maasrot. Ula mehatnan hamachlis teirotim chaveiro. If I swap teirot to be fruit or produce with my friend, zelachol zelachol. So you know, we each have whatever, a bag of wheat, a bag of whatever, or dates, whatever. So we each one eats a bit, but we swap. Zelixot is zelixot, or each one wants to dry it out. Zelixot is zelixot. This one wants to eat, this one wants to dry it out. Chayav. So according to Tanakama, now I'm chayav in Trumas Maasros, because, right, once I do business transaction, it gives a greater chashivas. Rabbi Huda Omer, lechol chayav, lechol patur. Rabbi Huda says, if I'm doing it to eat it, so the one who's doing it for, you know, the one who intends to eat it is chayav, because for him, it's nigmar malachto. Because if I intend to eat it, so it's nigmar malachto. But the one that's doing l'ksot to dry it out is patur, because, okay. Right. In other words, the fact that I did a commercial transaction with it isn't malin, not mori. Okay. Hadralacha maybe. Oh, yes, of course. Okay, we made it through. Okay. Who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything? Okay, what's up? Well, he's saying that once I separated out the truma, now I'm applying to the maaser, is what he's saying. One second. Well, he says here. Yeah. He says, yeah, well, he what he says, Let's look at the second medium wide line of Rashi on Lamed Hei Amud Aleph. Okay, the Lezer Tami Damar Truma Kavad. The Varshlo Nigmar Malakto. In other words, it's the processing is not complete. Shemigbiya Trumato Nesar Lachilat Aroi. So we can't Adshe Afrisha Ar Masro. The Choshkein Shabbat Hashiva Chilato. So in some way, it sounds like one way when he says to me is once I'm mafrish, then it was leave out Shabbos. Once I'm mafrish the truma, I'm giving greater chashivas to this thing. In other words, I'm taking truma from it. So it's like there's a certain chashivas to this food, and now I'm chayv and masros. That's right. In other words, right? It's kobeya. Okay. Somebody unmuted themselves. What's up? Somebody have a question? I'm in the cyber world. Everybody good? Okay, somebody has to mute themselves or ask a question. I'm going to help you mute yourself, okay? Let's just do this. Okay, all right, we're beginning to a new parak. This last parak, I think, will be a little easier. Okay, so everybody for the new parak, congratulations. You're up to the fifth parak in Beya, the last parak. And the Masechta go like left and right. The next Masechta is Rosh Hashanah, and a month later, you're done with Rosh Hashanah. I think this is 30 or 35, something like that. Okay, let's look back on the Gemara. So, now, again, the CM is on Sunday. Nobody's approached me about sponsoring anything, so I'm just going to let the Sunday crew do it so far, unless something comes up between now and then. Okay. So the Mishnah says, Michelin payroll derech harub b'yom tov. One's allowed to lower payroll. Payroll can mean produce again through, like, the skylight on Yantar. In other words, I don't say it's tier for your payroll. Certain things that are too much effort, so the chachamim prohibit on Yantar. But I could be Michelin payroll. It means that I have the payroll, let's say the figs are drying out on the roof, and I see there's a rainstorm coming. So I want to get these figs in before the rainstorm comes. Otherwise, they're going to be like all soaked up. So I want to bring them in. So he says, I have a tithim and saorim. I have wheat and barley on the roof. Right? Let's see the Rashi. He says, Mishishal tithim saorim shtukin al gago. He has wheat and barley spread out on his roof, lit yabesh to dry. Brought shami mashinu boy, and he sees like the storm approaching. He threw a little troch, lashlif derech harubah shebegag. They permitted somebody to throw it through the skylight. They know from the arets, like a tir chay teira. It's not a tir chay teira. Bedafka aruba, only like a skylight, to pull aruba milamal lamach, he bits a predagag. About chalon, yom gag shmukaf bachislay of a roof that's surrounded by a parapet. The chalon bakotel, and there's the chalon, sounds like on the side of the wall. Sirichlag biyawad a chalon, I have to lift it up to the chalon, lashlicho. Low tarkin to the come on. That we'd say not. Okay. So I don't know. You're right about that. It would be muksa. Let me just take a look. Let me finish the Mishnah. We'll take a look at your question. Okay. Now. Okay. Mishnah Perot Derek Ruby Yom Tov. Lo b'Shabbat. On Shabbat, I'm not allowed to do this. In other words, it's too much tircha. Umechasim Perot became Liadelef. Also, I can cover. Let's say in the house. I can cover up payroll with kalim because of the leak in the rain. And he says, "V'chein kari yain, v'chein kari shemen." I can also cover up my wine bottles and my oil bottles. V'donim kli tachad adelef b'shabbat, and I can put a keli underneath the leak. Okay, let me see your question about the muksa. Let me see if he has here. One second. Let's take a look at this whole thing. Yeah. He's talking about produce which is edible, he says. Otherwise, it would be muksa. So it means that it is edible. In other words, it's edible food, even though it's drying out, but it's edible food. I assume he had in mind that he might eat it on Yantiv. So then that's what the heter is. Okay, to see the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Rabbi Yehuda Varav, of Rav Nathan, Katani Mishilin, B'chantani Mashilin. So we have Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Nathan. What's the correct version in our Mishnah? Is it Mishilin payroad or is it Mashchilin payroad? And again, Mashilin and Mashchilin sound pretty similar. So the Mishnah were all studied, you know, orally. And so one had them serve as Mashilin, the other had Mashchilin. Now, whether I say Mashilin or Mashchilin means to throw the produce down through the skylight. So the pshat doesn't really change. It says, Amar Mar Zutra. Now, we had this the same turn of phrase elsewhere. Who can remember where we had the same turn of phrase? I remember. Or does anybody remember where Chantani this, Chantani that? And what? Well, I don't know. Well, I'm thinking with the Gemara in Sukkah, with with the Simcha Beta Shoeva, says, well, the Khantani, was it Shoeva, the Khantani, another pattern, another opinion, there was something similar to that. It's in I think it might be the fifth paragraph. So you feel like giving me a Sukkot, sorry.
Can I ask a question on that mukta?
Wait. Give me 10 more lines. We'll pose the mukta question. Okay, 1 second. Okay, go upstairs if you can't find it. Go to the next floor, on the shelf above it. Okay? You should be right near your finger. There should be a sukkah. Okay. 1 second, sorry. I'm going to pause just a few lines. Okay? So I just want to find this gemara and stuff. Yeah. So Khatani Shoeva, Khatani Khashuva. So again, so the Mishnah says that Zewa Khalil Shobeda Shoeva. So this is the Khalil, the flute of the Beda Shoeva. So we had Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eina. This is in Sukkah Dachnona Bays. So one learned Shoeva and one learned Khashuva. And the Gemara says they're both correct. In other words, he says Shoeva is Shapuam Son and Khashuva. He says, Mitzvah Chashuvahi. Anyway, so here we have something similar. Let's keep back on the Gemara. So they're both correct. So Amar Zitram, or they both have a valid, star behind them. Amar Zitram, Mantani Mishilu Mishtabish, Mantani Mishilu Mishtabish. Mantani Mishilu Mishtabish, Tachiv, Ki Shal Zaytecha. Your olive tree will throw off its olives. This is in Tochecha. Like, bad things are happening. Ki Shal Zaytecha, like, in other words, the root of Mishilu means like throw down. The one who mashkil is not wrong, but none, hashkulvak soul. So this is talking about mumim in a bechor, and a behemoth is a bechor, so it could have different mumim. And two of the mumim are shkulvak soul. So here's talking about sarua, which is when one limb is larger than the other limb, but has shkulvak soul. Shkul, shenishmata yirecho, it's like hip is displaced. So it means the hip is like descended lower than where it normally would be. That's like, again, so shechul means to be descended. Ksul, shechani rechta gevol mechaberta, that it's not dislocated, but one hip is higher than the other hip. All right, let me get to the two dots for and then I'll get to you. Okay, so there's six more lines, I'll get to you. Okay, I'm Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, man detani mishirin lo mishtabesh, man detani mashirin lo mishtabesh, man detani manshirin lo mishtabesh. Now the Gemara has other versions, but Rashi here learns in the second wide line, Kolomar ihavatan b'tani haki l'mishtabish. Not that these were actual versions, but Lu Yatsur, the Mishnah, would have said these words, and it would still be it make sense. He says, "Man b'tani mishirin l'mishtabish didan," means they all mean to throw down. He says, "L'mishtabish didan." Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Nazir lo yachofro shoba adama. A Nazir is admonished not to cut his hair, so he shouldn't rub like dirt in his hair, like to cleanse it. They should may shear it as sayar because it's gonna like cause the hair to detach and go down. So that also means to go down. Uman tani mashchirin lo mishtabesh didan hashchor b'hazuk shel saparim af pisha nechelku tmein. So here shachor means like a razor, and zuk shel saparim means the like a scissors, like two blades that are the pair. It's called a pair because there are two blades brought together. The scissors. Even though they're separated, they're tameim. But it means shachor is the razor, and the razor like causes the hair to like detach and go down. If his clothing fell into the water, he can continue walking with them on Shabbat, and he doesn't have to worry that people will suspect that he was washing them on Shabbat. Inami mehad etnan, or else I can bring from here. Ezu leket, what's leket, which is one of the matnodaniyim, hanosher b'shaksira, that's what falls down, b'shaksira. So the bottom line is, we have a lot of different verbs, but they all mean to like throw down, and so, but the two key ones were mishilin and mashilin, they both mean throw down. Okay, what's up, Fern? What do you got? You've been patient. What's up?
No, that's all right. So these are up drying up on the top of the skylight, and you said that we had
no. If they have a flat roof, they got a flat roof. So the wheat or the barley has been drying on the flat roof. He sees the rain clouds approaching. So he goes, he's allowed to go to the roof of his house and throw the wheat or the barley through the skylight. So now it's in the house.
Right. And I'm saying that if it's still on the roof, then he didn't have in mind to eat it at that point because it's not dry enough, or else he would have brought it in already.
Yeah. So then you run into a muksa issue. So you have to say, that it was dry enough to eat, and he had in mind that he might eat it, even though it's on the roof. In other words, like we saw earlier.
So why did he leave it there so long?
I don't know. It was like, that's the way, maybe there weren't makpid. Like we saw in the Mishnah earlier, like with the figs that were drying. So some people would eat the figs already at that point in time. That was that last Mishnah. Same thing. This is the Omeda Dam al Muksa, like person standing over the Muksa, like the drying figs. And he says, I'm eating lunch from here tomorrow.
But here they aren't even in a place where I can eat it. I'm not going up to the roof to eat it.
Maybe
that's
you will go up to the roof and eat it. You know, so you will go up to eat the roof and eat it. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Okay, let's see back on the Gemara. Okay, let me just wrap it up. Now, we're 5 or 6 lines from the bottom on Lamed Hayim Beis. Okay, now, Tanan, Mishilim Peiro, Derech Arubis. We learned in the Mishnah, I'm allowed to lower the Peiro, which means the produce through the skylight. Yom Tov. Akama, how much am I allowed to do? He said that it's not Tirchi Yitera, but am I allowed to how much can I do? 5 tons of wheat? I mean, how much wheat am I allowed to throw down? So Amrav Zeram of Riasi, Amrila Amrav Yasi, Amrav Yochanan, Kotash Shaninu, the final arm of the Chavish Kibosh Tevin, Michelle Tugum, Neha Orkin, Neha Tabeta Medrash. So we had this in Sechet Shabbat, and in Shabbat you're allowed to move 4 or 5 kupot, boxes of tavua, of straw, or tavua, because of gas, or Bitu Beta Medrash, you need people, they need room to sit, the Talmidim need room to sit. So just like over there, we said 4 or 5 boxes. I don't remember how big the box was, but I don't know, in my mind I'm thinking 3 saw or something, but I'm not sure. But I don't remember how big the box was, but just like that, 4 or 5 boxes, like move on Shabbat, so to hear 4 or 5 boxes of tavua. So the Gemara says, maybe those two cases are not analogous. Bedilma Shani Hatam, Bitu Beta Medrash. Maybe over there, there's potential for Bitul Beit HaMedrash, about half like a Bitul Beit HaMedrash low. In other words, maybe over there I had a special dispensation with Bitul Beit HaMedrash. In other words, Talmidim won't be able to study. So they give me a dispensation with 4 or 5 boxes. Here, where I don't have Bitul Beit HaMedrash, maybe I don't have that. Inami, or in the alternative, Hatam Hainu Tama, the Avril Cheshku Shari, Bishum Shabbat, the Chamir of Loati, the Zazulei Bay. So the Gemara has this that sometimes Shabbos, which is chamor, Shabbos is very stringent. It's chiv skila or chiv karet. So people, we think, won't come to behave with laxity towards Shabbos because it's so chamor. So there, I could be more lax in my dinim for tircha, even though it's a din derabanan, and I can allow you to move 4 or 5 boxes. Aval yom tov tekiel ba'atin zuzulebe. The din in yantiv is less stringent than Shabbos. So people, they're more lax with yantiv. So maybe maybe I'm not allowed to move, take anything down. In other words, you're making the sushtel to the Mishnah Masechet Shabbat, but maybe the Mishnah Masechet Shabbat is not probative to what's permitted on Yantiv. Inami l'ida kisa, or I could argue the other way. In other words, I've been arguing that Yantiv should be more chamor than Shabbos, but I could argue maybe the Yantiv should be more lenient than Shabbos. This is hatam hayder tamad lekehav seid mamon. Over there by Shabbos, we weren't talking about a potential monetary loss. It's just how much can I move to make room for guests or for Talmidim. About half a dika has said mamon, here with the rain comes, the Gemara takes it, it's going to rain, and now the tefuah is going to be ruined, and I'm going to lose it altogether. I think in other words, it'll rot. In other words, like once the tefuah has been harvested, so it's subject to rotting if it gets wet. So he says, have said mamon, a little tuvanami. So maybe I'm allowed to even move more than 4 or 5 boxes. So that's the question. Okay. Now, all right, let me pause. Any questions, comments, thoughts on anything we did so far or anything tonight? What? Say again, what? Right. I don't know. Anyway, all right, let's see if I have anything here. Let's see what we got. All right, let me do a story, even though Michael never likes story. Okay, we'll do story and then. All right, well, let's listen to the story. Okay. On today's daf, we find that one may place a vessel beneath a leak, even on Shabbos, to avoid damage from dripping water. The Makor Chaim Zitzal explains that this dripping symbolizes the incessant nature of Yisurim that seem to linger on endlessly. In other words, like drip, drip, drip is like the Yisurim, like the afflictions in this world. One must make oneself a fitting vessel to receive suffering by refraining from complaining or feeling resentful against the Creator for them. In other words, like you should accept the Yisurim, like the Av, I guess. How is it possible I should do this, though? Rabbi Isaac of Kalev, Zitzal, suffered from chronic illness. Despite this, it was well known that he never complained, and he was always very positive. His pains were so obviously oppressive that it astounded everyone who came in contact with him that he could bear them at all, much less maintain a positive attitude in the face of them. It seemed hardly human that he could transcend his physical suffering to such a degree. Once the Rebbe's doctor, who had certainly seen his share of hard cases, asked his patient how he bore up with such fortitude. "I simply don't understand," the doctor said. "What gives you the strength to bear your pain for such a long period of time?" The Rebbe responded, "You have to look at it as I do. All the pain that was is already gone. The pain that is yet to come is not here to bother me, so why should I let it get me down? The only thing I need to bear is this one moment's pain. Is it really worth getting upset about one instant of suffering? How did the Rebbe live with his pain? One drop at a time." Okay, that's it. Okay, I think that's going to be it for tonight. All right, let me end the recording. One second.